Welcome to the 365 Grand City Live Show. Sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirly Ball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer, including bites and brews, entertainment, events, and more. And now, living the grand life, here are your hosts, Andrew Whaley, Vanessa Kine, and Josh Haiti.
Welcome, everybody, to the 365 Grand City Live Show here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Mr. Andrew Whaley, also of Andy's Corner. Always something new and fun happening with Andy, I have to tell you. I'm also here with Mr. Josh Haiti, who represents Whirly Ball, one of our sponsors of 365 Grand City Life, which we deeply, deeply appreciate. And, of course, none other than the wonderful. You two are my wunderkind. You know what that is? You're my wonder children. Oh. All three of you are. And I know.
All right.
But Andy's the stepchild. That's what he is. He's the redheaded stepchild out of the three.
Okay. He's really not redheaded anymore these days, is he?
Oh, no. No, he's rocking the slick-backed greaser
dude. Yeah, he sure is. He uses a little bit of product in his hair.
Yes.
Yeah, if you ever saw me, you knew I didn't care about stuff like that. Vanessa, your smile is always so wonderful. You represent Z-Trip, which is one of our other sponsors, of course, along with 365 Grand Properties and 365 Grand Club. We have so much fun on this program. And gosh, we're heading into month three, right?
Yeah.
And headlong into the summer. And that leads me then to what we're going to talk about today. And Vanessa, you are a thorough person. The agenda is full.
The agenda is full. It's better to have too much than too little.
Completely agree. And you know, in talk radio, you kind of have to prepare to do three shows.
Yes.
Because one of them is going to resonate. One of them is going to work. But you got to have like three. So we're going to talk about some updates and announcements coming up from Whirly Ball and 365 and Z-Trip. By the way, you're joining us at FanFest ahead of Pikes Peak International Hill Climb.
Yes.
Z-Trip and KRTO together in the same booth.
Buddy group. Yay.
Yeah, man. That's going to be really fun. There's a big bagel giveaway going on.
Your KRDO, the weekly bagel giveaway.
Uh-huh.
If you go, what is it? They go to the website, KRDOradio.com.
Yes.
And then you can sign up. And we've had a lot of people winning. We've actually been taking pictures of some of the winners, so we'll be posting those. But Z-Trip does the bagel delivery. So we pick up the bagels from Old World Bagel, and then we deliver them to the winner. And last week we had, I need to remember which police department, but we had a local police department that actually won. So our driver took it on over to them.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they couldn't take a picture because they were getting ready for a lineup. but they were very appreciative and happy about it. Everybody is. They're so excited to be able to treat their employees to that kind of.
Oh, and we're jazzed you're taking pictures. Let me know so we can share them over onto the KRDO Facebook page. That's cool. Yeah, so yeah, hop over to KRDOradio.com, click on radio, go to contests, and enter to win the KRDO bagel giveaway. You might just get to meet somebody from Z-Trip delivering to your office. Then Colorado Springs Young Professionals, they're doing a networking event. We're going to do a little bit of a round robin, get to know your hosts. That's going to be kind of fun. Colorado Springs apartment rents are on the rise. Colorado unaffiliated voters can vote in the primary for the first time, and my wunderkind are going to tell you that as millennials and even Gen X, or we fatherly types, you got to get out and vote. Okay, that's important. Father's Day is this coming Sunday,
yes,
the 17th, and you got lots going on then. In the second segment, something very new to KRDO, very exciting, not new to the market. 20-year Gazette food columnist Teresa Farney joins the KRDO family with her new program, the Table Talk. It has aired in the market for 8 years, and we have Teresa and Table Talk here. It's going to be every Saturday at 1:00. I can't wait to hear from Teresa. She is always so fun to talk to. And then things to see and do, Vanessa.
Yeah, so we're going to be going over all the stuff to see and do this weekend for Father's Day. And then a little later on, we're going to be talking about...
I like the adult coloring contest.
Yes. Yes.
Don't trigger me or I will get my coloring book out.
Yep. And then later on in segment four, we're going to be going over places to go and people to see, including talking about the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, as well as the U.S. Senior Open. So I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. I know John Elway was trying to get in on that.
He's trying.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, the Hill Climb is kind of fun. KRDO News Radio has been the sponsor of the Hill Climb for many years. And, of course, we're hot and heavy into it. We're almost into the middle of June. And like the race cars, June is going at 90 miles an hour. So Fan Fest is coming up. Tech Inspection Day, kind of something new. KRDO and Leadham's Performance, along with NAPA, are going to be down at the World Arena on Tech Inspection Day, which is Monday the 18th from 9 until 3. Meet the drivers, see the cars.
Perfect.
Super cool, cool stuff.
Awesome.
Okay.
So while we have some time left in the segment,
it's so fun to talk about what we're going to do. We run out of talking, run out of talk time.
So I would like us to go around. I want, you know, obviously people hear our voice. They see our faces on social media, but they don't really know us quite yet. So I wanted to go around and have each of us, and Andy's not here, so Ted, people get to know you, the man behind the curtain.
Yes. Well, I was wondering if I'd just speak for Andy.
Well, I mean, if you know these, I mean, you could guess. That'd be great.
My vote is to start with Josh.
Right? It'd be like the Newlywed Game, so you could say like what you think he would say.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I'm
game.
I'm all right with that.
We just got to make sure he can't hear this recording.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. So, real quick, and you're not a native to Colorado Springs.
Well, I am.
Kind of, you moved around a little bit, right?
A little bit. Army brat, born in Germany. We got stationed here at Fort Carson when I was 3. I grew up here pretty much my entire life. Graduated from Palmer High School. Went to college in North Dakota. Came back to Colorado Springs in 2009. I worked in hotels for a long time, and then I recently took the gig over here at Whirlyball, so I've been over there for about 3.5 months now.
Excellent. And what's a fun fact about you that people might not know, Josh?
Gosh, put me on the spot here.
I know.
Josh, I guess something fun about you. You're not a librarian.
I guess the thing that I like the most is that my middle name is Rusty.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
It is.
Oh, Josh Rusty Haiti.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I'm going to have to start calling you Rusty now.
Please do.
That's going to be...
Everybody always threatens it when they hear it, but nobody follows through. So.
That's so funny. Vanessa, a minute and a half to go. It's all you.
Well, for me, obviously, I'm not a native. I've lived in 5 different states, and I've traveled quite a bit. I was actually in Ecuador for 2 months when I was younger, helping out a village out there, so I love to travel. I came here 8 years ago, loved it, didn't want to leave, so I haven't. And I've just kind of touched almost every aspect of business in this town. Learned a lot from being here. Fun fact about me, I'm actually a drummer.
Really?
Not a lot of people know that. I am a drummer. I've been drumming for 10 years.
With drumsticks?
Yeah. Not like bongos, like an actual drum set.
Okay, drum circle.
Yep.
Drum circle. Yeah, my favorite style of music to drum along to or drum with is jazz and blues. So I love that kind of music.
Oh, that is very fun, and that's some pretty complex stuff. So you have a lot of fun.
Yes.
No doubt.
Big shoes to fill there, Ted.
Big shoes to fill. I'm going to do it this way because we have 30 seconds left. Teresa Farney's coming up in the next segment, so do not go away. About me, Man Behind the Curtains is exactly it. I do have my own program here at KRDO called The Business Connection, where we get to feature our advertisers, which is tons and tons of fun. Great people here in the KRDO family. And a fun fact about me, I started my work life not in radio, but as a junior crustacean technician. You have to wait until we get back to hear what that is.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ted. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Teresa Farney, and she'll be telling us about her new show. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by the 365 Grand Club and Properties, Z-Trip, and Whirlyball here on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson filling in, which really can't be done, for Andrew Whaley, who is president of 365 Grand Properties. Also, the guy that talks so much, he has his own corner.
Right.
And of course, he's traveling, right, Vanessa? So we're not going to be able to have an Andy's corner this week.
Yeah, he's MIA this week. So we'll see if we can, you know, plug along without him.
Now, the show, of course, is never complete without the wonderful Josh Haiti. And we will be hearing from Josh as we go along today as well. Always fun to be together. And thank you so much for the privilege of hosting. This is a very special segment.
Yes.
Because we have none other than Teresa Farney, who is host of the Table Talk Show, not only with a big announcement, but of course, lots of foodie stuff to talk about.
Super excited to be here. Thank you very much for including me.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for coming out again. It's been a while. You were on our season opener, series opener show.
Series? I didn't remember that, but okay. I'll go with it.
It was a couple months ago, but it's really awesome to have you on the show again. For people that are tuning in for the first time who might not be familiar with you, why don't you give them just a brief synopsis of who you are, how you're involved in the food community out here, and kind of what you do.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'd be happy to do that. Well, I have been with the Gazette newspaper, our local daily newspaper, for 20 years, doing basically the food beat. I'm not a restaurant critic. I get to be the good guy, not the bad guy, ever.
Right.
So I do a column called Table Talk in the Go Entertainment section, as well as three weeks a month I do a food section in the food area on Wednesdays. Then alternating on Wednesdays, I also do two other columns. One week it's health and wellness. The next week it's on food, it's trends and cooking and that sort of thing. And so that's what keeps me busy and kind of plugged in. But really and truly, the Table Talk column is the one that whenever they go online and they look at hits, and you're probably familiar, you probably have some bosses that take a barometer read on
right.
You know, how things are resonating out there. The Table Talk is the thing that is so popular. And as a matter of fact, it was so popular that for 8 years I did a similar show that I'll be doing on KRDO now that was on Saturdays, as will this show be on Saturdays at 1 p.m., perfect drive time when you're getting out, maybe hunting around to find a place to eat. And it will have usually about 3 to 4 guests on each week talking about either their restaurant, do something new menu that's going to be happening, that sort of thing. So that basically is me in a nutshell. I've been involved with food all my career.
So the Table Talk show, or the new show you're going to be doing with Kara mm-hmm. Dio, why don't you tell our listeners a bit about that and what they can really look forward to from the show?
Well, it's always going to be like what is happening right now in the restaurant business and in Colorado Springs. Oh, my goodness sakes. Every other day there's something, a new restaurant opening, or they're rebranding themselves. I'm sure recently you heard about IHOP,
yes.
for instance. And can you imagine International House of Burgers?
Burgers, yeah.
Burgers,
I don't know
are
how
big.
I feel about that.
As a matter of fact, there's going to be some really lots of that happening. We've got great pizza joints coming in. In-N-Out Burger is on its way. And it's that kind of thing. I'll try to get the either the chef, the general manager, or the owners on to share their concept, their vision, and what customers can expect whenever they come. And then I always welcome listeners if they want to email me or follow me on Facebook and tap in here at KRDO on their Facebook and have questions or places or tips, things that I have missed on the radar.
Right.
To let me know what's going on too, because I'd love to keep everybody up to beat on what's going on.
And who's going to be, are you going to have guests on the show for your
yes.
first show? And who's going to be on the show?
Well, right now I'm looking at Mike Calicrate. As a matter of fact, he owns Ranch Food Direct, and he is a primary sponsor for the show. Am I correct, Ted?
You are. He's the presenting sponsor, and we could not be so honored to have that relationship, because in addition to Mike Calicrate, you know the name with Calicrate Beef, he has the Ranch Food Direct retail outlet, which does and sells some amazing things. He also has Plains,
Peaks to Plains, yes.
Which is a food hub.
Right.
So what he's trying to do is connect local growers with local buyers of their products. Mm-hmm. Because when Mike is a purist in that sense.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, if you look up local in the dictionary, there would be Mike's picture.
That's exactly right.
So
he loves the people and the farms and the ranches.
He's really passionate.
Very much so. And, yeah.
So he's going to be a guest for sure, because we want to hear and thank him for you know, allowing us to have this opportunity. But I'm also going to be talking. I'm inviting people now. And I'm looking at Patrick Tolbert, and Patrick has a line of interesting hot sauces that he just started. And whenever I closed down my show at the other station, he was the last person. He was one of the last guests. And he was encouraging me to do whatever I could do to get another show going, because he thought it was really great. Bless his heart. And so I promised him, I said, okay, if this happens, you'll have to be my one of my first guests. And he said, okay, he's in. So anyway, that's going to be the third guest I'm looking at. Well, I have two other guests. The third one is Dawn, and she is the nutritionist at Natural Grocers. And they have got a huge, big celebration. This is like an anniversary coming up for them. And so she'll be in to talk about that and what you can expect to find, specials and I think they serve free ice cream or some great stuff in the parking lot.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then there's you might be familiar with Cook's Marketplace, mm-hmm. which recently shut down, unfortunately. Well, one of the principal, the vice president there, Courtney Smith, and this is great, I love this guy's name, David Cook. He's a chef, and they have teamed up together, and they are just opening a cooking school.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is really great. Yeah. It's in old Colorado City, and I'm hoping to get over there really soon and check it out and do a class or two. But they've got a very aggressive, interesting lineup of classes. And so that's an idea. Those are the people that are potential guests for the first show, which will be airing this Saturday. And very excited about it all.
That sounds very exciting. So what's the format going to be? Is it going to be like an interview style, or is it going to be more like a panel where everybody's talking amongst each other?
Vanessa, it is a party.
sounds exciting.
It is like
it's gonna be a
best
bright spot in the day.
Dinner party you've ever been to, or cocktail party. I'm not kidding. Once you get all of these restaurateur hospitality people together, they start exchanging cards, experiences, and when we're off the mic, then you can really hear the good dirt about what's going on,
the nitty gritty, under the table tips.
They're all doing their happy dance about, you know, in between the thing. But anyway, it's more like this, just conversation. Actually, they are the stars on my show.
Wonderful.
They come and they tell us everything because who else can tell a story better than the person who has created it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's exactly the way it'll be. And also, one of the things that Ted might enjoy, I don't know if you're going to be here always during the recordings, but frequently, you know what restaurant people do? They feed people, right?
Yeah.
That's all. They just love to cook and feed people. And so they bring food all the time. And as a matter of fact, Josh, whenever I interviewed your general manager at Whirly Bird, and I think it was an owner that came and was on the show. You wouldn't believe the food they brought in. Wings and a salad. I still remember this, him mixing the salad up. And it was like, we needed video of that, definitely.
And
so anyway, it was a party.
Into the building, yes. On your way to the party, mm-hmm. you'll be lucky if the food makes it through the newsroom.
Exactly.
That's a very hardworking, very hungry, loving of food bunch of people.
Yeah. We have that at the newspaper. We call it the trough. There's a table where, you know, food gets parked, and everyone knows the trough is loaded.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
We're going to be doing some other fun stuff with the program as well, mm-hmm. Teresa, as I'm sure you know because we've discussed it, but we have a podcast platform here at KRDO now, and you can find 365 Grand City Life Show on the podcast platform. Teresa, you're going to have your own page. So the Table Talk will have its own page there. We're going to pull your articles in from the Gazette whenever we can. We're going to post all of your programs out there, and that is free to visit and download and free to listen to every single week, week in and week out. So Saturdays at 1, which was really serendipitous mm-hmm. that we had the time open for your original time. So we're not having to change people's habits. No, they just get to tune in just like they used to, just a different number on the dial. And if you love to listen on demand or even online at krdoradio.com, we are hoping you won't be able to miss Teresa Farney ever. She'll always be there someplace in your world telling you about food.
That's a little scary. That's an awful lot.
I'll tell you.
I feel sorry for the listeners already.
You've been on our minds a lot, Teresa, and we're
so
happy you're here.
I'm very appreciative. Thank you.
So while we have you on here, I wanted to get your, for somebody that's either been here for, you know, as a native to Colorado Springs, or they're visiting, or they just moved here, what would you say is their best, like your best tip for them finding the hottest spots in town for food?
One is to go onto Gazette.com and look under entertainment, and you will find a diner's guide listed. We are discontinuing the dining guide to update it, but it's still very relevant. We just did it at the end of the year in 17. So it's still up to date, and it's a really good overall look. But if you want to really know what readers think are the best things, and often they're the experts out there because they're dining around all the time, go to the best of, and you can find that in the same area. They'll be listed. And then pick up our little go entertainment sections, and we always review a restaurant, and they have several column Table Talk has lots of new things that are going on, and unfortunately we list places that are closed, and sometimes people are dying to go to a place they've gone to a lot, and then they find out, oh my gosh, it's closed. When did that close? And so anyway,
usually though, when something closes in the springs, it's because it's opening for something bigger and better, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah,
so
that's very true.
It's bittersweet, you know. So yeah. But thank you so much, Teresa, for coming on. It was wonderful
to
have you on.
Thank you for having
me.
I always love being here. Thank you very much.
And again, when can people tune into your new show?
On Saturday at 1 p.m. on KRDO Table Talk.
Awesome.
That's it.
Thank you so much,
and
Teresa.
And listen for Table Talk mini bites as well. Little 3-minute segments we'll be posting around the station on occasion as well. Okay, Vanessa, 30 seconds to go. It's all yours.
Awesome. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about all the things to see and do this Father's Day weekend. We're going to be going over some wonderful spots that are our secret hidden gems, and as well as some other events that are going on just for Dad. You're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio, and we'll be right back.
Welcome, everybody, back to the 365 Grand City Life Show. Ted Robertson here hosting for Mr. Andrew Whaley, who is not a junior crustacean technician. He actually has president in his title. Talk about getting
so he's
to
the
Andy.
President crustacean.
He's something. We will tell you about that in just a minute. But I want to give you a couple of quick notes first. We just heard from Teresa Farney. Gosh, we love her. I can't tell you how excited we are here at KRDO to have her here and doing her program again. The relaunch is just going to be tons of fun. Thanks to the two of you for having her on. A quick note, 365 Grand City Life Show is available live online at KRDO News Radio's mobile apps for iPhone and Android. You can also listen along live at KRDOradio.com. If you missed us, if you want to listen on demand and download past editions of the show, go to any of their websites or Facebook pages, even easier, KRDOnewsradio.podbean.com, and look for the 365 Grand City Life Show. The podcasts are free to listen to and download any time you want. We have a lot of fun with this program, and we're going to have a lot of fun in this segment, but let's tell everybody what junior crustacean technician actually is.
Yeah, because you have us, sitting on the edge of our seats. I need to know.
I started my work life under the age of 16 on the East Coast at the mouth of what's called the Thames River, which is where they used to build the nuclear submarines, right across the river from the Coast Guard Academy, which is in New London, Connecticut. And that's our ancestral home. We've been there since the 1640s. I built the log cabin that I was born in, and I went to school with Ben Franklin. That was nursery school, but yeah, it's really cool.
For a second while you were talking, I believe everything that you say so much that I was listening to, wait, you built your own cabin.
How did you pull that off? Oh, my mom didn't like that very much. Anyway, a junior crustacean technician is a guy who I worked in what was called a lobster pound. So it was rows and rows of big giant tanks. We pulled water in from the river and filled the tanks up, and each tank was filled with lobsters.
Oh my gosh.
I have held in my arms a lobster that weighs 22 pounds.
No.
They are about 3 feet long, and they make a buzzing sound when you hold them. My job was to help unload the boats, and we did a thing called culling. So, you know, sometimes a lobster wouldn't make it through the process and very freshly expired. We would take them and boil them. And very often, as a 15-year-old kid, I was having lobster tail for lunch like they were potato chips.
Wow.
Of course, we had to be careful about that. That is a junior crustacean technician.
There you go. That's definitely not something I would have ever imagined that you did. Wow. That's exciting. Thank you for sharing that,
yes.
Ted.
Okay, we're in segment 3, and you teased it really good, you two. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and a couple of quick things. Obviously, it's Father's Day. So Father's Day is coming up. It's on Sunday. I'm super bummed because my dad is in Washington, so I don't get to spend time with him. But I do, I will call him and bother him. Getting him to talk on the phone is like pulling teeth. But the love is there. The love is there.
You sound like my son. Dad, come on. You actually answered the phone.
Right. You know? He likes to text, but his text messages and his emails are like reading a foreign language.
Oh, okay.
He's just not tech savvy when it comes to that kind of stuff.
There's a lot going on around town for Father's Day, too, isn't there?
Yes. There's a ton. So I wanted to ask from you guys, what does Father's Day like mean? What is like your dad, your connection with your dad, if you are a father, what it means for you to be a father, that kind of thing. Little feel-good segment.
We got to start with Rusty over here.
Yeah. Thank you for following through on that.
You yes. are welcome.
Father's Day for me now is getting to spend time with my two little girls. Hopefully getting to play a little golf and not having to prepare dinner. That's about it. That's all okay. I need. I'm a happy
Simple
guy.
Simple things in life.
That's it.
Nice. And you can't be a father yet, can you, Vanessa? You're not old enough.
No, I'm not quite there. I'm not to my fatherly age.
Yes.
But, I mean, for me, I'm very close with my father, so yeah. Father's Day means a lot to me. My dad is definitely my hero. He is a vet. He comes from a long line of vets. A very stoic man, but he is also a comedian, and he makes fun of everyone in the best way. He has a very weird, dry sense of humor, but I love it. So, I will. And I'm actually going to see them in October. So my Father's Day will be pushed out to October, but I'm very excited for that.
I think he gave you the gift of that sense of humor of his.
Yes.
You can write emails, though. You and I have exchanged quite a few.
That's very good. I'm glad I didn't inherit that. But yeah, there's a ton going on this weekend. There's a lot of buffets obviously going on town on Sunday. The one I wanted to bring up, because I feel it's a great deal for a father, is Brother Luck. It has his restaurant Four. They're doing a Father's Day brunch where you get prime rib, a 10-ounce prime rib with a beer for $18. And it comes with sides and stuff like that. But what better for a father than meat and beer?
Seriously.
Amen.
I'm in.
And then
I'm going to get my son out here from Orlando, you and me and your kids. I know where we're going to be.
Let's go.
Right?
Yep. Okay.
And then if you're looking for something a little different, maybe if you're wanting to do something a little strange with your dad for Father's Day, the Pink Cadillac Boutique is apparently haunted. And the one in Old Colorado City, you can see the big pink Cadillac out front. Well, they're doing a Father's Day ghost tour, like a ghost hunt in their location.
Cool.
Very, very interesting. Very strange. I know.
I'm speechless.
I know. I see Ted's face. And we're like, what
Father's
is
Day
that?
Ghost Hunter tour. That sound. You know what? Just sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What a totally different thing to do for your dad.
And I feel like it would be the best way, because I don't know about like your guys' dad. My dad loves to scare the living daylights out of me. Like just jump around corners. So I feel like this would be a treat for dad to scare you. I feel like that's kind of how that works.
Oh, revenge tastes pretty good. Yeah, it's a little on the sweet side. Yeah, that's fun.
And then Johnny Martin's Car Central, which everybody's heard a bunch about on the show. They're an affiliate with 365 Grand Club. Mm-hmm. They're doing a Father's Day car show and barbecue. So classic cars. They're doing customs and classics. All years, makes and models welcome. And they're going to be giving out awards. So if your dad has a really swagged out car that he wants to, you know, yeah, everybody likes their ego stroked. Bring it down. They're going to feed you. It's at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So they're going to do a car
You know,
show.
I want to put in a good word for Johnny Martin's Car Central. We have Dave Ramsey on the air here in the afternoons from 1 until 4. Dave Ramsey comes in every other year or so. We brought him here about 18 months ago, and we did his private reception at Johnny Martin's Car Central, and he totally flipped out, geeked out over it. When he comes back, I think we're going to try to do it there again. He is a total car guy. He loves the place. Couldn't be a better recommendation than from Dave Ramsey himself.
Seriously, that's awesome.
That's super awesome. And then another thing going on this weekend for Father's Day is, especially if you have any kind of Irish or Scottish lineage in you, which on my dad's side I do, they're doing the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival, and I go every year. It's awesome. They have the Braveheart 5K kilt run. So imagine like a bunch of men running in a skirt, pretty much.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. Anybody wants to see that.
Yep.
There's going to be live music.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't know, Rusty.
How windy it is.
Would you wear a kilt?
I've got one.
Oh, you
do have a kilt?
No, I don't.
Oh,
but
darn.
Moving on.
Haiti sounded Scottish.
And then there's also going to be, obviously, live music, and they do a ton of really awesome things there. It's at Memorial Park. So if you can't figure out what to do with Dad, I'm sure you can find something there that he'd enjoy. And then something that I wanted to talk about that Ted was so excited for is that every Thursday, Goat Batch Brewery is doing an adult coloring contest.
I was excited about that.
Drink beer, color beer, your favorite color. Piece of art.
It's been a while for me. So
I wonder
I'd
if you
have
to bring your own coloring
again.
Book.
There you go.
Well, BYOCB.
CB. That's great.
That is great.
And in line with that, I mean, as we get older, I don't know, maybe it's a more of a millennial thing. I don't know. I hate saying that. But I know a lot of people that are around my age that still do stuff that they did as a kid. And it's like on the rise, like adult coloring. They also have like, it's in New York, but there are like playrooms. So if you want to go like play like a kid, you can go play. But I wanted to see what you guys do. I know, Ted, you have a drone. So that's kind of like a fun thing that a kid would enjoy as well. But I wanted to see what you guys still like to do that you like to do as a kid.
I'll geek it out on some video games every once in a while. I don't have a drone, but that I could see myself getting into that.
Oh, I bet you could. You come fly with me one day. And
come fly with me.
There you go. It gets in your blood. And I just bought my new toy, which is the real deal thing. So you got to be licensed and all this kind of fun stuff because it flies very high. It takes extraordinarily high quality 4K video at 30 frames per second. And I am a hobbyist photographer, so I cannot wait to fly under things, around things, and just get totally new perspectives.
I see your pictures on Facebook. They're like such a bright point in the day, like such a reflective picture you see. And you're like, oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. It is my release. Like,
that's awesome.
Some people color in coloring books. I take pictures. It's fun.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I definitely color. I have probably about 8 coloring books right now. And some of them are the adult coloring books. So, like, you know, the crazy, like insane pictures that you have to be super intricate about. And then my mom, every year, she gets me coloring books. My mom, my dad is part of my, like, stocking. They still do a Christmas stocking for me. And so I have, like, Disney coloring books, like, for kids. It's hilarious.
Cool.
It's hilarious.
3 layers in the fossil record ago in the 1970s. I went to school with the girls who did the color of each section of the coloring book, and they hard outlined it, and then they shaded everything in. Are you that girl, or do you actually color like we boys did, and we coated everything with the crayons?
No, I'm very intricate about my coloring.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes I make it to where, like, I change the picture a little bit to make it look a little different.
See? Wunderkind. I told you. Wow, she's amazing.
Hey, it's a nice way to de-stress. Sometimes you just got to be a kid. I still watch cartoons and Disney movies, too, and I don't have kids, so I have no excuse.
So we got a minute to go. What are we going to – 4th segment's coming up?
4th segment's coming up, and we have a lot to talk about. There's a ton going on. Champagne Cabaret is celebrating their one-year anniversary. We're going to talk about our favorite hiking spots, the games coming up for Sky Sox and Switchbacks, some hidden gems, some places people might not know about that are our favorites, as well as talking about the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, the U.S. Senior Open, and a couple of other events going on as well.
That is a super full agenda. So these hidden gems, are they food, fun, hybrids, something in between?
Anything we like. So whatever is our favorite spot, whether it's food. I know usually we talk about, I do a Vanessa's Pick of the Week. So I'll probably pick something a little bit different. But yeah, whatever we want to talk about.
All right, Vanessa, take us out, and we'll be back here in just a second.
Yep, when we come back, we'll be talking about all the awesome things I just went over, and you're listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back.
We want to circle back to a couple things that we really wanted to talk about in the third segment. We'll talk about those in just a second. Voting and rent increases. Boy, that affects all of us in one way or another. I'm Ted Robertson, filling in for Andrew Whaley. Josh Hady with Whirly Ball is here, and of course, Vanessa Keim with Z-Trip. Vanessa, you wanted to circle back to voting and to rent increases.
Voting's a big thing for me, and especially being a young person, everybody's like, well, you know, you guys need to vote. Especially true I nowadays. And I think it's really awesome that in Colorado, the unaffiliated voters, so people that aren't Democrats or Republican, can vote. And I consider myself unaffiliated. But I usually have to pick one or the other when it comes to voting, just so that I can vote in the main elections. But I wanted to remind everybody that the primary elections are on June 26th. So please make sure you go out and vote. You have no excuse now not to vote. Make sure you get your voice heard. Even if you think you're just one person, it matters.
Yeah, one vote can matter.
And something I wanted to bring up, apartment rents are on the rise. It was a huge reason why I bought my house 2 years ago, because it's actually cheaper for me to own a home than to rent an apartment for the space that I want. But something that I wanted to bring up is if you or somebody that you know is having any issue with apartment rent, obviously it's very, very expensive here in town. We've had an influx of people. I've been here for, like I said, about 8 years. And the amount of people here now that were here 8 years ago is just dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
But Reach Pikes Peak, I want to shoot her a plug real quick. Patrice Ravenscroft is a wonderful woman. She's the executive director for Reach Pikes Peak. And they help out people that are struggling with rent based on their income as well. So if you have any, if you're having any issues with that or you know anybody, check out their website for more information about
and
that.
And reachpikepeak.org. .org. Perfect. Yay.
Perfect.
Okay. So here we are in segment four, the final segment of the program, the one that usually rockets by the quickest.
Right.
And we have to get out at exactly the right time.
Right.
Because they won't let us talk any further than past a certain time, will they?
I know, then they kick us out.
Yeah.
they just cut off our audio. That's
boom,
it. Just gone. Whatever is done.
Volume off. Something broke. All right. What's happening?
So I wanted us to talk about our favorite hidden gems. So this could be a place you like to eat. This could be a place you like to shop. It could be a place you like to go when you want to get away in Colorado Springs. I have a couple of places that are kind of like my favorite spots, but I wanted to see what you guys had for your favorite places.
I don't want to give away any of my hidden gems.
Well, you got to do it. That's what the show's for.
I think if Josh was a dog, his favorite spot would be right behind his left ear where you scratch it. You got to make his leg twitch.
That's it.
That's really not what we're talking about, though, is it?
No.
You're not a dog. No. You're Rusty.
I am. My favorite hidden gems. So I've talked about the hatch cover before. I'll talk about them again. That's my favorite place in town. It's a nice little divey type feel.
Yeah.
Mother Muff's, who's also owned by Hatch Cover, best food, hands down. So good.
Great live music, too, for their brunch.
Yep. Probably my favorite hidden gem by far, Whirly Ball.
Whirly Ball. There you go. Just drop the mic right on that one.
That's it.
Poof.
Come check them out. They're awesome. They're doing really cool stuff.
He's right, though. And Whirly Ball is fun for everybody.
It is.
I was going to say, even if you don't want to, like, you know, get into a cart that, you know, smashes into another cart, your bowling is really fun, too. You guys have great lanes. There's a bunch of stuff that's really cool there.
But that's it.
Why don't you go, Ted?
Yeah, I got to try to top Whirly Ball?
Yeah.
All right. I'm a boring outdoors guy. My favorite thing on the planet is finding nooks and crannies in our local parks. And if none of you has heard of it or ever been to the top of it, Blodgett Peak is it. Blodgett Peak is way all the way up at the top of Rock Rimmon, and it's on the westernmost part of Woodman Road, and it is a chunk of rock that sticks up. It's a tough 3-hour climb if you're in decent shape, but when you get up there, you are so far above everything that if you were up there, for example, on graduation day for Air Force Academy, you would be looking down on the Thunderbirds by hundreds of feet. They don't fly above that. And what an extraordinary view of the city and vantage point. And believe me, you sit on that clump of rocks on the top and you just look out over the city. You know you've made a nice climb. It really makes you feel good to get to a place like that. And of course, I have my camera with me, so I'm snapping pictures along the way.
Right.
That's my favorite place.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Blodgett
Peak open space is actually a park. and there are trails for all levels. So you do not have to go all the way to the top of Blodgett Peak. There's lots of really nicely groomed and well-marked trails in varied terrain, and so you can bring the whole family. You can bring the kids in strollers, you can bring your bicycles, or you can just hang out on your feet. Lots of places to walk around and have fun.
Well, mine is a pretty short and sweet one. My favorite hidden gem, because every time I talk about it, people are like, where is that? I've never heard of it, is Colorado Coffee Merchants. It's off of Fillmore, Nevada, and all of their coffee is locally roasted. All of their stuff that they use, their milk, their eggs for like their breakfast items, their bacon, everything is local. Their butter is local. So if you really want to find a place that's like local to the heart, which we were talking about in segment two a little bit,
yeah,
about
if Teresa
local.
Catches you saying local and you're not,
right?
You're going to get out.
Yeah. So I love that. I love that place. When I used to work for Executive Systems, they actually did our coffee for our coffee bar. So I really got to know Eric Umenhofer well, and they are, it's delicious. I love it. It's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, they roast their own beans.
Yes.
Right in the shop.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a great place to have meetings.
Good. Yes, it is. Yeah. I actually just had one there last week, and she was like, this place is wonderful. I was like, I know. So another thing, talking about local, Champagne Cabaret. A lot of people don't think that we have any kind of burlesque or a show that's a little different in the Springs. Definitely check them out. They actually just had auditions last week, so you could audition in front of a live audience. But this week on the 15th, they're celebrating their one-year anniversary, so they want you to come out and shimmy a shake with them.
Champagne Cabaret.
Champagne Cabaret. Peaks and Pasties.
Okay,
it's called Champagne. Yep, the Gold Room.
Right, just one door south of the Mining Exchange Hotel.
Yes.
That's a fun place.
Yes, it is.
Not enough people see the inside of the Gold Room.
All right, talking about Hidden Gem.
Hidden Gem. Very, very true.
You're doing more stuff there all the time, and of course, Peaks and Pasties being one of them. Just lots of good, just fun. Hang out. Mm-hmm. Listen to bands.
All right.
All kinds of stuff going on there. And Vanessa, where's the best place to get information about the Gold Room?
365grandclub.com.
365grandclub.com. Perfect.
Yes. If you click on their events page, you can see all the events that the Gold Room has coming
up.
Yeah,
don't miss out on the Gold Room. It's one heck of an experience just being in the place.
Obviously, the big thing that a lot of people are talking about, it's coming up soon, is the U.S. Senior Open. It's on the 28th through the 1st. I'm actually going to be going. I'm bringing Scott, a.k.a. Office Dad. Talk about Father's Day.
Is Office Dad your senior?
No.
For the Open, is he going to be golfing?
No, although he would if he could.
I hear he's a great golfer. He showed me a swing, and it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's quite interesting would be the
wow.
term.
If you could see Josh's sort of stone face right now.
Right.
Yeah, you should see that swing, yeah.
It's something.
He's very big. He keeps wanting my fiance, Keenan, to like go golfing with me. He's like, I'll show him the ropes. Keenan's like, I'm a little intimidated by that. I want to know
what his handicap is now. Do you know, Josh?
I don't.
Okay, that's our next edition of 365 Grand City Life. We're going to say what the handicap is. We've got to have a prize if you guess the handicap.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so don't miss next week's installment. We're going to have a little extra fun.
Right? And then another thing, the 96th annual running the race to the clouds.
Yes.
The Pikes Peak International Hill Climb is going to be going on. We're going to have a table with Cara Dio. We're going to be partnering up.
Yep.
And so we'll be right there. We'll be giving away promo codes for $10 in ride credits, as well as some taxi cash and some other fun things there. Really excited to be a part of FanFest this
Now,
week.
Here's where I get, if you don't mind, Josh, here's where I get to jump in for Andy, because 365 Grand Club and Properties is also going to have a booth there, and you don't want to miss that booth. You don't want to miss Z-Trip's booth either. You can't beat a deal like 10 bucks off for your taxi trips, and you just can't. And the 365 Grand booth is going to have all kinds of coupons and discounts. We're going to be sampling MX Market food there that evening. So that's June 22nd. From 5 until 9, there'll be some 30-some-odd thousand people downtown watching all kinds of stuff going on. It will be a place that you do not want to miss.
Be there, be square.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for filling in for Andy, Ted. It's been wonderful having you on the show. It's always a hoot whenever you come on and hang out with us. It's been
It's because
really
I'm
great.
So much older than you guys. You're just expecting me to do weird things.
No, you just... I feel like such an amateur when I'm on the radio with
you,
him.
I'm
so
telling
true.
You, when I say you guys are my wunderkind, you're great. You really are wonderful together. I love it when you and Andy and Josh are all together in the same room and your guests. I mean, you just spark people's imaginations. You light them up. We're getting a lot of good feedback from 365 Grand City Life Show, and we're very, very proud and pleased to have you guys here.
Well, anytime you want to come back, Ted, we will have you on the show.
Flattery gets me all kinds of places.
Well, that's it for this edition of the 365 Grand City Life Show. I'm Vanessa Keim with special guest host Ted Robertson and Josh Haiti of Whirlyball. A quick note, 365 Grand City Life is available live online and via KRDO's mobile apps for iPhone and Android at krdoradio.com. If you missed us or want to listen on live on demand and download past editions, go to krdoradio.com. Or if you want to get updates, breaking business news, and upcoming show announcements, follow us on facebook.com at 365 Grand City Life Show, ztrip.com, or 365 Grand Club, as well as Whirlyball's Facebook page. Join us next week, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, right here on KRDO News Radio. Thank you, everybody, and have a grand week.
You've been listening to the 365 Grand City Life Show, sponsored by 365 Grand Club, Z-Trip, and Whirlyball. Get the best downtown Colorado Springs has to offer, Wednesdays at 7 p.m., only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and now on 92.5 FM. Live the grand life.